Hi, you're listening to Wild Wild Live. We're back on the air. No longer with MC Apper. MC Apper is now retired. Now it's Wild Wild Live with Mickey.
And Richie.
Hey, Richie. How's it going?
It's going great. So happy to be here.
Can you tell us a little bit about the band that we were going to have playing in a...
today? The band we have today is Let's Party Hats, Hats, Hats. It's composed of Adam Johnson, Sean Winnick, and Nate Repaz, all juniors, I guess, not sophomores. And we're going to talk to them about what kind of music they're playing. It's kind of like punk, hardcore. We haven't had a band like them on in a while.
They're definitely the only punk band at Wesleyan with a saxophone. Joining us in the studio right now is Let's Party Hats, Hats, Hats. Those are the three hats, not one hat, not two hats, not four hats, because that would be ridiculous. And Rachel, you set up with us?
Yeah, we're good to go.
All right. Yeah, thanks for joining us. If you're about to hear some heavy music, cool. We listen to Wild Wild Live.
And he said unto you, he has said, to you who for refuge to Jesus have fled.
Beginning at verse 1 through 7, and I probably should read that, and I trust that you have your Bible and can turn and follow us. And it came to pass in those days that there went out a decree from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be taxed. And this taxing was first made when Cyrenius was governor of Syria. And all went to be taxed, every one into his own city. And Joseph also went up from Galilee, out of the city of Nazareth, into Judea, unto the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and lineage of David, to be taxed with Mary, his espoused wife, being great with child. And so it was that while they were there, the days were accomplished that she should be delivered. And she brought forth her firstborn son, wrapped him in swaddling clothes, and laid him in a manger, because there was no room for them in the inn.
Hi, and welcome back to Wild Wild Live with Rachie and Mickey. Mickey is helping the band Let's Party Hats, 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 who just performed live in studio, set up as we prepare to talk to them about their music. A little bit of background, the band is composed of three male juniors, Nate Repez, Sean Winnick, and Adam Johnson. Oh, hey, Mickey. Welcome back.
Hey. All right. If you're just tuning in now, then you missed a lot of noisy, not music. No, there's no way that's music, right? You wouldn't call yourselves, you don't say you're making music, do you? Oh, wait. Wait, would you say you're making music?
Yeah.
Definitely.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Well, explain that to my parents.
Yeah. Okay, it's hard to explain things to old people, but we base it off the fact that we have a saxophone that makes it music.
Definitely. Oh, good point.
That helps.
Well, I mean, it breaks conventions of a lot of music. I mean, not that it's super original, but it breaks certain conventions of music, but it definitely holds, a lot of them are still intact. Like, you know, there are rhythmic structures and there are notes and they relate to each other.
There's a form, there's parts.
Even if
there
it's
are parts.
Interspersed with noisy
I'm
elements.
No music expert.
I mean, I love it.
Thank you.
Yeah, I mean, you guys, I feel like you've found a way to make like a loudness, like tame a loudness into a structure that you can dance to or
you can party to.
Yeah, you can wear hats to it.
You can wear hats.
To the party.
Yeah, I think we all came to this wanting to make a lot of noise, like more noise than was acceptable, which I think we do at times. It's sort of a lot of it is an experiment in noise, the saxophone notes and how they interact with the noises that might come out of my guitar amp, which change all the time.
Experiment and also like exploring just sounds in general. I don't know, it's not all music allows you to explore so many sounds. I mean, this is obviously restrictive in the sense that it's all very heavy, but these are also sounds we can't normally explore in every type of music, so that's fun.
Yeah, you guys have been a part of other bands. I feel bad because I'm saying Rachie's question right now. You should ask it.
You can ask
it. Well, I mean, like...
Can we have Rachie ask that, please?
Yeah. We're going to have Rachie ask this.
Go ahead.
Thank you.
Rachie.
Go ahead.
I was just going to ask that you guys have been part of other bands. How come you decided to form this band? How does it compare to the other bands that you're part of?
Well, I think the intensity is really, really the thing. We all were sort of like-minded in that we had an affinity for noisy music, you know, whether it's like hardcore or doom.
Do you listen to a lot of hardcore?
More so now that we've started the band, but like when we were getting this band going, we definitely listened to a lot of music like that to sort of take cues and see how people were doing it. But we wanted to sort of to include the saxophone as well, and also some maybe algorithmic factors, you could call it.
Yeah. Well, our first practice was actually the day of the hurricane, right? We were just locked up in music house. I didn't have my saxophone at the time.
So you played guitar.
I played guitar, and Adam played left-handed bass upside down, which is...
Yeah. Is that because of the hurricane, or just...
Yeah,
the hurricane flipped my bass. Yeah. it really tore it up.
So they basically, then Michael Roth sends out an email saying that classes are canceled because of impending doom that ends up kind of just drifting by. And you guys are all like, oh, let's have band practice with electrical equipment.
Well, what happened is that we saw Author Punisher and Bocci played a show in Music House, I think the week before the hurricane.
Oh, yeah, I saw that show. It was great.
Yeah, it was awesome. And so we were like, oh, there's some music like this. We should try to jump on board and get something going. And so later that week is when, or the next week, we were just like inspired at that moment, I guess, to play music like this.
Yeah.
Talk closer to the microphone.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. A lot of what comes out of the guitar is I never really played electric guitar when I was younger. I had an acoustic and learned how to play, you know, like all the guitar songs for the girls. And I so when I pick up an electric guitar,
the ladies love it.
Yeah, it's true.
Yeah.
When I pick up an electric guitar, a lot of accidental sounds come out of it. So I decided just to roll with it, and there wouldn't be a lot of other opportunities. I think these guys sort of understood the idea of the sound that we were all talking about going for, being involving noise, what's called noise, which is non-notes mostly.
Sort of that experience of the hurricane, that first practice, was it like, could, did you feel like the weather like affected your sound? Were you playing off of the winds and
it
whatnot?
Was, I would say it was Michael Roth.
Michael
more
Roth.
So.
Michael Roth.
Michael Roth, who's a serious guy and shouldn't be mistaken not for one, sent out an email and it really got us just, I'd say, in the mood to make some noise.
Yeah,
it was a loud day. There's a lot of winds. Houses were creaking.
Yeah, and
trees
we were
falling.
But the music, it wasn't at all this. At that point, there wasn't as much noise. It was more just loud.
It was more just
and fast.
Grooving.
Grooving.
Yeah, maybe, but you know, we were all shook up from the hurricane. Mm-hmm. Is what Mickey's saying. So it shook up our brain parts.
Yeah, my brain part, well, at least one of them was shaken up.
Yeah.
Weird.
The amygdala?
Yeah. The hippocamp.
You got your amygdala in your hippocamp?
Yeah.
Yes.
Those are really important parts to the music.
I switched them.
Well, they're part of your brain, and the brain, you know, ultimately controls everything.
I'm out of my
wheelhouse.
And
the fact that guitars are, what we say, call them, trans-material objects.
Trans-material.
Is beyond importance. Yeah.
Yeah, dude.
That's about all I have to say about that.
Okay, so then, like, let's like, we got some time to chat, because you guys have a short, concentrated bit of sound. So we might as well walk through your entire super long career starting in November of 2012. Was it November when the hurricane happened?
Something like that.
Okay. Yeah, we don't really remember. I would say this journey started more so in...
Sorry about that, guys.
Oh, there she goes on the cliff.
Okay, so this journey started...
I would say it started over the summer when I lived in Berkeley, where there are two stores that share a storefront, and one of them is called Let's Party, and the other one is called Hats, 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 and they sell hats.
Whoa.
But
I was
wondering
about the three hats choice.
But. Yeah, it was not my choice originally. Yeah.
It just sort of
we could be Let's Party
us.
Hat World had things happen differently. But it's...
Let's Party Hat Store.
They shared a sign, and so there's a sign that just says... Let's Party Hats, Hats, Hats. And that idea was sort of in my head, and I didn't know what sort of noise to attach, but I wanted to be in a band called Let's Party Hats, Hats, Hats.
I feel like it would be very easy to translate Let's Party Hats, Hats, Hats to a very different band that was...
Yeah, it could be, but I like, you know, we're very serious
like
people.
Like Jesse McCartney or Hannah Montana.
Yeah, I hope we disappoint
Miley Cyrus
a lot of people.
Put out a new song where she's singing a cappella, supposedly, but...
So it's just her alone?
No, there's other people playing with her, and people are all like, oh, let's give her a second chance, and then there's other people commenting, like...
If there's other people playing with her, how is it a cappella?
I mean a cappella, I meant acoustic.
Okay.
Oh.
That makes...
It's a totally different thing. We know a lot about music, though, so...
A cappella, acoustic.
Yeah.
Okay, so we started playing.
Yeah.
So starting the summer.
There was the Boxy show.
We basically were booked to play a show before the band technically really existed.
Yeah, with the saxophone and Adam on guitar, we hadn't had a practice. And on Tuesday of a week that had a Saturday in it is when Jason Kilbourne asked us.
Unlike other weeks, this particular week
the
had
Tuesday
a Saturday.
Of that week, he asked us to play with him. And so over the course of the next 3 or 4 days, we kind of put the beginnings of this set together.
Yeah, about 100% of it. No, it was really about 80% of it.
Yeah.
But we put together all that stuff in Rush, which was great. Turned out well.
Yeah, I remember seeing that show. It was really awesome.
That was a great show.
That was our birth. That was our birthday.
And you had existed for how many days when that show happened?
4 days.
Depending on how you count it, yeah.
Yeah.
You can either count it wrong or right.
Yeah.
Well, you can count the day that we didn't have a practice but were asked to play as the origin, or you can count the moment that we started playing.
It was our third day that we played music on ever. Maybe that we had that first one.
Yeah, it doesn't really count.
The hurricane doesn't count.
None of that music made it.
I don't even remember that.
Yeah.
Yeah, so we'd been around for, you know, 3 or 4 days.
And then after
you
that...
You should stick with the hurricane story. It's a great story.
It happened. It happened.
Yeah, but don't discount the hurricane. Don't say, oh, that doesn't count as us playing music.
It counts. We definitely played music.
We don't know how important that may have been to us or will be in the future. But after the Boxy show, I guess people knew that we existed. I don't know how they knew that we might have existed before that. But
actually, a kid saw that Nate and I were in a restroom doing peeing.
Yeah, urinating.
Urinating, because we had to prepare for the show. We didn't want to pee on stage by accident. And a kid asked us if we were in a band, because we looked like we were in a band, I guess.
Cool guys.
And then he said,
"Cool guys."
We said, "Yeah, we are. We're Let's Party Hats, Hats, Hats." Said, "You guys are Let's Party Hats, Hats, Hats."
I'm from Berkeley.
And he said, and then so he actually did know that we existed before we had even played music.
Yeah. So I like to think that we touch people's lives in many different ways.
Many.
All positive.
in public restrooms.
I like to touch people's lives in public restrooms.
Okay.
At least smoking here.
All right, we need to tone it down for the FCC.
Yes.
Oh, I'm sorry.
There is a dump on this though, right? So we technically can mess up.
Well, 2 seconds.
No, you can't. No messing up.
What happens if
we
mess up?
So we go back to the O Presidente.
I have a question. What happens if we mess up and you press dump, and then we mess up right after that?
You're not
messing up.
I press the dump, and then I press the off button.
And we get kicked out.
And then your musical career is over. You're done for.
And then no more partying.
Wow. You'll never get a show.
It's really a make or break situation.
I don't know. All press is good press. That's what I always heard.
That is true.
So right now, you're listening, if you're tuning in now to just people talking, you're listening to Wild Wild Live. I'm Mickey.
And I'm Rachie.
This is our show together now, as opposed to just my show as MC Apper, which I was tired of as a joke. The station is WESU Middletown, which I think there was recently a study that was done, and WESU Middletown was rated the chillest radio station in Connecticut.
Wow, that's chill.
Yeah, I've never heard of such study.
I'm pretty sure. We hit the number one, which was exciting. All right, cool. Chillest radio station in Connecticut.
Cool. Did someone come and evaluate the chillness, or did you have to submit like proof of your chillness?
Well, they just saw Mickey and me walking around. And were like,
oh, well, there you go. Yeah.
Anyway, the band that's joining us right now, as we're explaining what the show and the station is Let's Party Hats Hats Hats, made up of three Wesleyan juniors, Mr. Nate Repaz, Mr. Sean Winnick, and Mr. Adam Johnson.
Excellent.
Which I was afraid I was going to miss your last name, Sean, honestly.
I know. I heard you pause.
Sean. It was for rhythm.
Yeah,
Sean,
I like that.
Sean Winnick.
I have a question for Rachie.
Oh, that's
Can we turn this around a little bit?
We have time to turn it around.
Briefly. So you were one of the people who stayed at our first show for a long time, past, like, two or three bands. Do you often go to shows like this? Was this a good experience for you? Was it transformative? Did you reach that, you know, transmaterialist boundary that we've referenced earlier?
Actually, I've never been to a hardcore show before that. And my friend Hibiki kind of convinced me. I don't think she even listens to that kind of music either, but I think she just was excited. And then when I went, and I was like, this is the most fun I've had ever. I just think it's just such fun music to be around other people with, and like it just feels like you can never really listen to that. I don't know, I can never listen to it alone. Like, listen to it while I was like doing anything, but with other people when they're like pushing each other, just kind of like standing awkwardly being like, should I mosh or not?
The answer is yes.
That's the best.
And then I saw you guys again like last week, and it was awesome.
Yeah, so we played our second show last week. If we're still talking about that.
Did you go on hiatus over break?
I mean, we went on break.
Yeah.
We wrote the ending guitar like.
Oh yeah, that was your idea.
I wrote that over break.
So you're still working.
Yeah.
Sean was working.
Sean was working. I was in Hawaii.
I was in Pennsylvania.
Weird.
Yeah.
I was in California. We can just all go.
I went to Egypt.
Oh,
really? Wow. Holy cow. Stepping on it.
Wow, did you go to Kenna?
You just show off.
Just wanted the world to know.
Actually, I'm realizing it's so perfect that we actually have you on for our first show as Mickey and Rachie, because I hadn't put the dots together until like just now. But that first show you guys played in the Westco Cafe, like right after the hurricane, that night was also the same night when I saw Rachie and was like, oh, you should, like, we hadn't talked about it yet. And I was like, you should be our so, like, lots of births.
Wow, that's transmaterialist.
That's really transmaterialist.
So it's nice that we're all.
That's a convergence.
In one studio, in two studios here together.
That is really nice.
Feels
actually.
Like one studio.
That's cool. Yeah. I don't think of this as a wall, more of a window.
Oh, it's a window. It actually just is a window.
Like a glass.
We're going to blocking sound, but not light.
If you, the listener, would like to imagine. WC is a tiny station. We have two studios, and they're connected by a window. And Rachie and I are in one, and Adam, Sean, and Nate are in the other. We have 10 more minutes, so I'm gonna describe their physical appearance.
Perfect. That's what I'm here for.
On that note, Nate, I watched your face throughout the. Well, that sounds creepy, but I was couldn't help but watch you make really funny facial expressions throughout your entire set. Is that something you do in all bands that you're a part of? Or?
Yes. The answer to that question is yes. They're not fully intentional, really. I just sort of like to feel the music. Yeah. And I said it like that because I didn't want to sound lame. I always make faces, yeah.
There's a lot of focus involved, you know, and it's hard to look cool and focus at the same time. We do a good job, I know, but it's not as easy as it looks.
Especially with Sean's new haircut.
Yeah, that's actually something that I did want to discuss.
It's a shame the world.
Like, the listeners, it's really, we're taking photos and stuff. They're going to be up on our new website. That's actually
fantastic.
A new thing I should tell.
We have a Tumblr.
Yeah, we have a Tumblr now, wildwildlive.tumblr.com. And you should log in after the show, like a day after the show, because we'll have a picture up of Sean, whose haircut is almost a buzz. And then there's a mohawk, but it missed the center of his head.
Nate described it as very asymmetrical.
It goes over his right eye, like back to like the back of his head.
Yeah,
bad barber. That's
We were cutting it for the show, and then the show was starting. We ran out of time, and we just left it.
That's true.
Is that actually the true story?
No.
That's a great story too. You should stick with your stories.
So it was hurricaning out.
Some of what we say is true.
We lost power right when we were about to get the last part.
The hurricane it electricated you and turned
exactly.
you guys into
and then the band just like was
mixed
there.
Your brain around and turned the band. And
the real story is not very fun.
No. I just said, Sean, you should get a side hawk. And
he
was like, really,
my hair's kind of long right now. So,
is that a thing? Are there other people with that haircut, or did you just come
I
up with the new word side hawk?
I'm sure that it exists.
It's a thing now.
I'm not going to claim that I invented it. Yeah.
But you said side hawk.
I said side hawk.
Oh. And you just combined those two words.
Side hawk is the term.
It's like
that's on the radio.
Like,
that makes
like,
it official.
Yeah.
It's like how Shakespeare would create bedroom and things like that. It's like he didn't really create it, but you know,
Shakespeare
he wrote it down.
Created the bedroom.
So yeah.
I was always under the impression that Shakespeare created the bedroom.
What did you call those rooms before they were the bed?
Sleep box?
Sleep chambers.
I don't know.
The sleep box.
You called it your cave because it was
the slumber basket.
Okay. People tuning in now, Wild Live, WC Middletown, Mickey and Rachie. The people we're talking to are Let's Party Hats. Heavy band? Do you have another description for yourself?
What was it?
Oh.
Dirge.
Let's watch ourselves on the radio here.
Dirge pyre.
Well, there's doom elements in the beginning and the end. We're influenced by sludge. Definitely.
There's a saxophone.
So you know, I like Miles Davis.
Sax to the max.
And Thelonious Monk.
You could call us Sax to the Max.
Yeah.
You could call us that.
But pyre. I like doom. I like groove pyre because there's also a lot of grooving.
Groove pyre, like a
groove
funeral pyre. Groove pyre,
like a groovy funeral pyre.
Dirge groove pyre.
Yeah.
Because like, see, these sound like they don't have any meaning, but if you listen to us, they make sense, right? Kind of.
Yeah, I would say so.
Yeah. Just don't ask people.
How come you guys decided to start your set with that, like preaching about Jesus?
Yeah, I lived in Hawaii. I don't know if I told you over break, and it was Christmas Day, and my brother and I were hanging out in our car as we often do, just listening to the radio, and we were listening. It was Christmas Day. We were listening to a sermon on the radio. That was what we tuned into, and I was lucky enough to get it recorded. But the guy's got a great Southern accent, and he tells probably the least interesting version of the story of the birth of Jesus.
Adam, I'd rather you say, and the guy has a great Southern accent. It doesn't detract from it. It's not.
Oh, yeah, no.
But he has a great Southern accent. It's, like,
it's a good accent. He says, laid him in the manger. And that's mostly why we chose it.
I probably should read that.
Yeah. We really like the recording. That's all. Wrapped him in swaddling clothes.
But as we said, it's sound exploration.
Yeah, it's sound exploration. It's timbral expansion.
Yeah.
Do any of your songs have titles yet? Or?
Well, we don't really. Do we even have songs?
Question.
We have about 12 minutes of music.
Yeah, that we do almost exactly like that every time.
So it's. I guess that's a song.
It has a song. It has no title officially, but you know what are words?
What are words?
But what are words? But strung together letters.
What are letters, but
you can
ink.
Call it whatever you want. It's called the song by Let's Party Hats so far. If we have a second, then we'll have to compartmentalize.
The other song by Let's Party Hats.
Yeah.
That's what that one will be
called. Yeah, we're capping it at two songs. and then we're done.
You heard it here.
So as soon as you hear that second song,
maybe we'll call it Wild Wild Live.
We should.
In honor.
That's actually good. Wild Wild Hats. Oh yeah, there's word repetition. I didn't even realize that.
Wild Wild Hats Hats.
Hats.
Wild Hats Wild Hats. Let's party live.
Live hats.
Yeah.
In that direction. How long does it take you guys to like just be ready to like play us out?
In... Oh God, forever.
Literally 1 minute.
Okay, 1 minute. Okay, because we have about 4 more minutes, so we'll spend
great
2 of them talking.
Yeah,
and then you'll spend 1 of them setting up.
Great,
and then yeah, and then you guys will play like 2 minutes. In those 2 minutes, my new challenge for you guys is to be something you've never played before.
Okay, well,
sure. Okay,
and it'll be a new song, and you'll just be playing on the fly. And if it's bad, it'll just go to the airwaves, and it'll probably like hurt a small child or something.
No good.
Oh, I mean, not there good. Are any small children listening? No.
It's a family show.
I
have a family.
I have a family too, but there's no small children in it.
My sister's about 16 now.
Yeah,
I'm alone in this world.
All right, okay. What do you guys think? Guitar? What?
Yeah.
Okay. Do you have a good final question?
Oh, wait, you guys. They're asking us.
Richie? Come on. Okay. All right. Do you guys have any internet presence at all that people can look you up?
Just the Facebook.
Facebook page, which is the wrong punctuation because Facebook won't let you put multiple exclamation points
or even one
in it.
There are exclamation points after each hat.
Just Let's Party Hats, Hats, Hats on the Facebook page. There's nothing we could do. But
does the store
have a Facebook
in
presence?
Berkeley also have those exclamation
points? It does.
Yeah.
Does Let's Party have an exclamation point?
No.
No,
but there's an apostrophe.
Apostrophe S, if you... party, has... exclamation point, hats, exclamation point.
Yeah.
I think probably if you were to Google in a quote, let's party, space, yes, hats, 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 you're probably the only thing that comes up.
Yeah.
I don't think that other people have said
I Google myself multiple times a day, and we are the only one.
He's not lying.
Okay.
Yeah, it's true.
All right. I'm gonna have you guys start setting up, but thank you guys so much for coming
in. Thank you.
And playing your awesome sounds. Okay, so...
we'd love to come back.
You're listening anytime. I've been doing this. You need to say all the things.
Signing off and the signing off.
This is
Richie.
This is WSU.
Welcome.
You're listening to WSU Middletown. This is Wild Wild Live with Mickey and Richie.
There you go. All right. Cool. It's 88.1 FM, WSUFM.org.
I'm forgetting something.
I don't say that a lot. It's all right. Rachie's our new co-host. We got a really great season coming up. There's already awesome concerts that we've recorded. There's probably gonna be I don't know, just great stuff. Fridays 5:05 to 6 every week. Coming up at 6 is Free Speech Radio News, which is some awesome radical stuff for a half hour. And if you're not into news right now, don't let that turn you away from WSU, because the next thing after that is never mind. What's the next thing after that? Okay, it's a mystery. What's next after that? So prepare to be surprised at 6:30. It's not Middletown Youth Radio Project. Okay, all right. Well, in any case, you're listening to Wild Wild Live. We love you for listening. Thank you so much. Tune in next week.
Have a good weekend.
Check out our Tumblr, wildwildlive.tumblr.com. We're slowly uploading our show's archives.
We'll have pictures from today, hopefully up by tomorrow.
Yeah, the very least pictures. Maybe even a recording of this concert and interview. All right, you guys kind of ready? All the way ready?
Yeah.
They're always ready.
All right. This is Let's Party Hats, 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 playing something we've never played before because we made them. You're listening to WESU Middletown.
Try again. Yes, that word. I see. No, try again. Guess that word. W C C C. The correct answer is W E S U.
Up next, it's your daily dose of incisive news and analysis in the service of peace and social justice from the Pacifica Network. It's Free Speech Radio News, broadcasting each and every weekday evening from 6 till 6:30 p.m. right here on WWESU, WESU, WESU, Middletown.